ಉನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾ ಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸವಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಓಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಕುಬೀರಾನಂದಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾ ಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ. ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೋ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್, ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲುಯೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕಾಲೋಸ್ಮಿ ಈ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಜಾಬ್. ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೆಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಅವೇ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಬಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ comes as very loving, very merciful, very compassionate Lord to deliver us from the cycle of birth and death and to take him, take us to back home, back to God. So it is up to us to meet the Lord accordingly. If you want to rebel against him, then anyway he will come as time and take everything away from us. And if we are devotees, then anta kale cha mameva smaran bhaktva kale param. We'll think about him and then he will come as a sweet, loving Lord and will take us back home, back to God. Free from all the pains, free from all sufferings, free from all entanglements and bondages, pains because of bondages. So today we gathered today here to offer our love, devotion and affection, compassion and prayers and best wishes to Vrajila Prabhu. Because due to the inconceivable desire of the Lord, which we don't understand, he has been taken away by the Lord amongst our company. But nonetheless, because he was a very sincere devotee and he had dedicated his life to service to devotees and to the Lord and to Gurudev, he had fixed up spiritual master and he surrendered his life to the will of the spiritual master. That is why Sri Krishna has taken him very close to him, that faith we have. And this performance of the yajna is also based on the fact and the faith that whatever offerings we have done here are accepted by all the personalities who have come here. Whatever offerings we have done here are accepted by the cow, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the people whom we invited here through yajna. And there are special demigods who are entitled, who are empowered to carry the benefit of the prasad to the person whom is intended to. Special demigods are there who carry the prasadam for the person whom we have intending it for. So Shraddha is a ceremony where we offer bhoga to the fire of the Lord, then to the cow and the crow, and then same prasadam is offered to the person who has deceased. And thus, this ceremony of yajna is providing nutrition providing spiritual nutrition for the departed soul. And wherever the soul is, very close to Krishna, whichever form, whichever loka, nourishment reaches through Shraddha. And it is our duty, because we are not pure devotees of the Lord. We are simply aspiring devotees. So we have to have the understanding that we need to perform these Shraddha ceremonies for departed souls. And because of that, wherever they are, their sufferings are over, diminished or over, and they get spiritually nourished, and their journey towards the Lord becomes very much fast and hastened by the power of devotion and attention and love that you have for the person. With that power, the person gets nourished. That is why what is the most important duty for all those who have come here is to offer heartfelt prayers. Heartfelt prayers to the Lord, so that wherever our Prabhu is there, he will receive nutrition, he will receive mercy, he will receive love. And ultimately, in this world, everything else is temporary. What is permanent is love. Love and devotion is the only permanent thing that goes on with the person eternally. Whatever love we have offered today, whatever we love will offer in future, whatever memory and love will offer in future, that will be an eternal treasure of Prabhu, and it will always help him to go closer to Krishna, further and further and further. Because one can go unlimitedly close to Krishna. It's not that once one has reached the destination, there is no more closure to Krishna. As love is eternal, the closeness to Krishna also is eternal. Service to Krishna also is eternal. And ever growing, ever expanding. So the goal or purpose of life is to ultimately be completely absorbed in serving the Lord and His devotees. And because the Lord is not so much known to us, we know devotees who are close by to us. When we serve them, they become pleased. And when they become pleased, Lord showers His mercy upon us. Lord is accepting our service through His devotees. And through the devotee's satisfaction, then the Lord offers His mercy, compassion, love, affection to all of us. So let us live our life with complete faith and nishtha that the Lord is there, and the Lord does not do anything bad to anyone anytime. Our senses, our emotions may perceive it that way, as pain or as suffering, as unpleasant thing, as unfortunate thing. This is only because of our conditioned senses are telling us like this, that this is unfortunate, this is miserable, this is painful. But from the transcendental point of view, from the eternal point of view, everything is a divine arrangement of the Lord, which we may not understand at this moment of time. It may take time for us to understand how the what is the purpose behind all the situations. But even though we don't understand, till the end of our life we don't understand, it doesn't matter. Once we have faith in the Lord, that Lord is all good, all pure, all merciful, all kind, He can never do anything bad for us. With that faith, when we live, everything can be reconciled. And our aggrieved souls can be nourished with love and devotion of the Lord. And we have to continue our service. Life is very big. This world is temporary. The time here is temporary. Everything is temporary here. So we should take away our faith from temporary things and repose our faith in those things which are eternal. That is what the purpose of life is. And to gather strength in such occasions, the only thing we take shelter of is the holy name of the Lord. We chant the holy name sincerely. All that is required for our progress in bhakti and in this life is achieved through the mercy of the holy names. The Lord has come to all of us in the form of holy name. And wherever the Lord's holy name is chanted, all the holy places appear there, because all the holy places are surrounding the Lord. Lord is a reservoir of all the holy places. He is called a Sarva Tirtha. His very presence is filled with presence of all the holy places. So when we chant the holy name, the Lord comes. Along with Lord, all the holy places come. So wherever we chant the holy name, it becomes the topmost of holy place, because all the holy places appear over there. So with this faith we chant the holy name. With this faith we offer prayers. And with the power of prayers we expect ourselves to get nourished, to get solaced, to get the composure, so that whatever happens in future, we should be able to accept it as it is, not put a question mark, accept it gratefully and gracefully When we accept things gracefully and gratefully, life becomes very beautiful. Life becomes very rich and opulent. And when we are grateful at the heart for whatever has happened, then we get deeper and very intense realizations on the path of bhakti. Gratitude is one attribute, one quality by which one can reconcile all the facts of life and one can achieve innermost deep realizations about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So come what may, we have to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, pursue on the path of devotion and pray to the Lord to give us the quality of gratitude to Him. And with the power of gratitude, we will all be delivered one day. We will all be delivered from the pains of cycles of birth and death, from the bondages, and we will be eternally establishing ourselves in the loving devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, wherever He wants us to be. Maybe in the spiritual world, maybe in the material world, it doesn't matter. Wherever He wants us to be, we will be there to serve the Lord eternally. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Pardon me?
Is there time for questions?
Question?
Interrelated.
Please ask question.
Three questions as such. One is, should we perform sadhana for our
parents? I already mentioned in the class, everybody should perform shraddha.
Number two, qualified.
I'll explain the point further. But there's a very question has come up, that means whether we should do or not do. There's a duality in the mind. In Bhagavad Gita 3.25, it is mentioned that a pure devotee doesn't require to do shraddha. But still the pure devotee performs shraddha for his beloveds. Because the common men are always following the seniors. The seniors is a pure devotee stops and people will follow the senior devotee. Even though they are not qualified, they will follow the senior devotee. That's why whether we are pure devotee or not pure devotee, all our departed souls in our family members, we should offer shraddha to them. And shraddha is offered by that person who is himself a devotee of the Lord. Otherwise, you may want to offer shraddha to somebody, but if one is sinful, then his sins are going to be offered to the person who is a departed soul. So you and maybe feel, okay, I am doing my shraddha, but if I am not a devotee, if I am drinking wine and eating meat and committing debauchery, you know, debauchery behavior, then instead of giving benefit to the departed soul, we degrade the departed soul from wherever he is. He may be in a good position, but if we are disqualified, we are sinful, and we perform shraddha, then our disqualification will make him disqualified. Even when somebody dies, we give agni to the person. The person who gives mukhagni has to be a very spiritually advanced personality. When his hands agni is given, then the departed soul gets urdhvagati. He gets transformed into higher destinations. But if the giving mukhagni person is a degraded person, is a debauchee, is a sinful person, instead of going up, the person will get degraded. So the answer to your question is everybody must perform the departed, shraddha for departed souls. It is, there are 2-3 places in the world. One is Badrinath. If you go to Badrinath and perform shraddha, then it is expected that you don't have to perform shraddha again. That is the ultimate. Same thing with Bodh Gaya also. But what devotees do, even if you go to Badrinath and perform, like I have gone to Badrinath and performed shraddha for 26 people from all the sides. Okay? But still on the day of departure of that person, we do kirtan, we offer bhoga to the Lord and bhoga to that person. Irrespective of whatever you do, that activity is always beneficial. Remembrance, offering bhoga to the Lord and our prasad to Him, and doing kirtan for Him. These three things you should do on the day of departure. You may not have a big ceremony of the shraddha, but these things should be done. The third question?
The third question is, it was interconnected, that is qualified brahmanas. Where do you find qualified brahmanas to do the shraddha?
Kali Yuga, the Shastra explains that nobody is a qualified brahmana. First blanket statement, okay? Then what are we doing here? The thing is that one time I had a discussion with my Gurudev about this matter. So he said, in Kali Yuga, whatever ingredients you collect, they are also not pure. The wood is not pure, the ghee is not pure, the flowers are not have fragrance, the fruits are not sweet. Everything is so contaminated with chemicals and pesticides and pollution and all the things. So also the consciousness of Brahman also. But if one is sincere at heart and desires and wishes good, his intention is good, his heart is pure and sincere, then Lord accepts your services through that Brahman also. The Brahman may not be, who is actually a Brahman? One who can light mantra agni, chant a mantra and no need of matches, he will light the fire. That is the real Brahman. And if you are not so much qualified to light a fire by mantra, but still in our given condition, if you are sincere, we are not having any motivation for dakshina or for any other fame, name or some other ulterior motivation is not there. We are simple hearted and we wish really good for the person whom the activity is performed. Then because of the sincerity and being free from the ulterior motivation, the Lord will accept the service from that Brahmin. Even if you make mistakes in chanting mantras, that is why we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is why we invite all of you. Because we have faith in the holy name. Our mantra may not be properly pronounced. Our mantra may be mistakenly pronounced. Our mantra may not be pronounced only. We may miss the mantra, suppose. All this thing can happen. But Shukracharya has explained to Bali Maharaj in 8th canto of Bhagavatam. He says, even in Satya Yuga there used to be mistakes. There are so many stories in Bhagavatam where there are mistakes performed in the yagyas in Satya Yuga, where yagyas will go for years together, not one day, 1 hour, 2 hours. For years together, every day yagya will go on. Even in that situation, with the most qualified Brahmins like Durvasa Muni, Shukracharya, Vasishtha Muni, and Bharadwaj Muni, there were mistakes and there were reactions on the mistakes. But Shukracharya, at one point of time in Bhagavatam, has explained that when you chant the holy names of the Lord, all the mistakes that have been performed in the yagya are nullified. That is why, whether it is a Shraddha ceremony, whether it is a Vivaha Sanskar, whether it is Namakarana Sanskar, whether it is Garbhadhana Sanskar, Simantanayan Sanskar, Nabhi Sanskar, whatever you call, there can be possibility of mistakes. That is why we always call devotees to chant the holy name, sincere heart, with full attention and with no apeksha, with no purpose behind it, no motivation. When that kind of kirtan is performed, all that is mistake is finished. So this is how we understand in Kali Yuga the position of this yagya. And ultimately, if you have faith, by the power of your faith, all that is desired is achieved. If you have faith and you chant the mantra, the personality will come. You may not see the personality, but he will come by the power of your faith and accept your offerings, accept your pranams and leave. So ultimately, if your faith is there, everything is there. If your faith is not there, you don't even know who is your father and who is your mother. You have to do DNA test. There is no faith. But if faith is there, no DNA test is required. The love and affection that you have is a proof of the parenthood. So similarly, our whole process of bhakti is based on faith. We begin with faith, adho shraddha. And that's how the faith will become nishtha one day, unshakable faith. And with the unshakable faith, we develop attachment and understanding of the Lord. But that will be developed in the heart. And for those people who have nishtha, everything is sakshat. This murti is not murti, this is Lord Himself. This photo is not a photo, Lord Himself is sakshat, pratyaksh. But for those who don't have faith, this is merely a paper or a metal. Why to bow down to metal and paper? But for those who have faith, this paper is pratima nahi tumi sakshat vrajendranandan. Sakshat Lord is standing here. He may be of metal, he may be of wood, he may be of stone. The Lord is coming in that idol. So we have that faith. And with that faith, the whole world can be moved. And world can be moved towards the Lord. So that is why these ceremonies are performed. So that our faith is enhanced, our faith is multiplied, and we develop faith and we develop progress in Krishna Bhakti. And due to our bhakti, others get benefited. Ultimately, everything may be failure, everything may be a mistake. But heart cannot be mistake. If heart is sincere and clear, that power of devotion and love and affection can rescue somebody. That is our faith. Anybody has any question? So let us, you have come all the way in the afternoon, it is hot weather. So offer your prayers for Pratila Prabhu. Yes, Mataji.
You say that there is a sinful person who performs drugs ceremony for the departed soul, which means that the entire percentage of people are in that direction.
Everybody, almost everybody, except those who chant the holy name, are all rushing towards the hell in Kali Yuga. Unfortunately. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with the holy name of the Lord. So that these people in Kali Yuga, I have no qualification to do dhyana, to tapasya, to do renunciation, vairagya, to perform yajna, mandir puja, donation, tirtha yatra, nothing they can perform. No desire only, no quality only. So how they will be rescued? How they can be delivered? That is why Lord has given up everything and come up as a devotee with the Harinam Sankirtan. And with the public performance of Harinam Sankirtan, then those who hear the Harinam Sankirtan being performed by somebody, they will get purified. And some hope of delivery, some hope of rescue can be there. That is why we are very fortunate people, because we are amongst those few people who have received the holy name of the Lord with full faith. And we already have been saved by that holy name. But our job is not to be happy in our saving or deliverance. We should also help others to get saved. Otherwise, Kali Yuga is a big rushing river down the hill. Everybody is just being rushing in the current of the Kali Yuga. Power of time is dragging everybody to hell, hellish situations. So we need to chant holy name. When we chant the holy name, not only we get benefited, but by the power of our chanting, even others get benefited. The atmosphere gets purified. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Thank you very much, everybody. Hare Krishna.
So let us thank His Grace Vishwarupa Prabhu. He has come all the way from Vrindavan to perform this yajna. So let us loudly chant from the heart Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for His spiritual advancement.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.